I don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is chopped steak. When I was about 6 years of age, our paternal grandmother, we grandkids all called Gra, took me to a fancy restaurant in the city of Chicago. I was excited by the menu. I ordered the sirloin steak haché. I was absolutely crestfallen when what arrived looked like a damn hamburger and with no bun. A chop steak is pretty much the same as a Salisbury steak. Salisbury sounds so much more Downton Abbey, though. Being committed to the name I first read at that tender age, I am sticking to chop steak. You can doll it up in all numbers of ways. Most folks keep it simple, but bread is perfunctory. Other additions include Worcestershire, shallots, garlic, parsley, and ground mustard. Grinding your beef is a really good way to go. The now famous meat butcher and cookbook author Pat LaFrieda ramped up the ground beef ball game in a major league way when he began to offer what became dubbed as his Black Label Burger Blend. It created a sensation among some of the best restaurants in New York City. That hit the national magazines and made almost every red-blooded, meat-eating, burger-loving American feel quite incomplete, until they, too, had one. His book on the subject is titled Meat: Everything You Need to Know. Hey, New Yorkers are expected to be brassy. Pat is actually a sweet man. He shares his original blend for the Black Label Burger. It is equal parts clawed, chuck, trimmed brisket, and short rib. The kicker is that Pat LaFrieda adds dry-aged meat to his blend. That was the game changer. Dry-aged meat is expensive to create. It involves a loss of moisture. You pay for the meat by the pound. It doesn't take an economics major to figure out that it is going to cost more to buy dry-aged. What the purchaser has to decide is if that transition of flavors not found in non-dry-aged is worth the extra greenbacks. To make a chopped steak, you would add in the things we chatted about above. Otherwise, it is simply a burger. While doing a big event, I was working with a very talented chef a few years younger than me. I won't go into some details for reasons that will become clear. We got on the subject of famous folks we have cooked for. As it turns out, we have both cooked at Mar-a-Lago. I did it for a gala charity to help the Red Cross on a fine evening back in the 1990s. He did it as a regular gig for the owner of the mansion. He told me that the owner loved no meal more than a chopped steak. My chef friend then proceeded to tell me the way he was ordered to cook it. He confided, he liked it with nothing more than some minced onion mixed in with salt and pepper into the ground meat. He required it charred, but it also had to be cooked well done. To accomplish that, we basted the chopped steak for a long time with a ton of butter. When it was finally cooked all the way through, we put it on a plate and ladled enough mushroom gravy on it to swamp it. That left it for said owner to drain it. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Swamp Box, tail on his hat. Nobody knows where the Swamp Box is at. Swamp Box, hiding in the glen. He runs away to fight again.
I fire a gun, the birds take wing. Their startled cries, a signal clear. My men march forth to fight the king and leave behind their loved ones near.